Salt Lake Center Good Day .com 206 is 8,700 climbing 16,000.
Back on 206, Salt Lake City Center radar contact Jackson altimeter 3021.
Check 3021 .com 206.
United 1399 contact Denver Center.
Over to Denver Center, United 1399 to Denver Center, United 1399, Plata 8,000 for 1,000.
United 1399 Denver Center, good afternoon, radar contact. Climb and maintain, flight level 180.
Climb and maintain, flight level 180, United 1399.
Dock on 206, say request unable.
Unable, we'd like to request a direct standby. And DOCOM 206 is requesting direct due north when able for the ILS Zulu runway 19.
DOCOM 206 reaching 14,000 cleared direct to Denor VOR and expect that.
Reaching 14,000 clear direct due north, and we missed the rest of the transmission for DOCOM 206.
DOCOM 206 expect the ILS Zulu runway 19 approach as requested.
Check, we'll expect that DOCOM 206.
Spurbanks 304, contact Jackson Tower and have a good day.
Jackson Tower, thanks. C2 Zero Wings 304. Jackson Tower, Zero Wings 304 with you, ILS 19.
Spirit Wings 304, Jackson Tower, wind calm, runway 19 or clear to land.
Clear to land 19, Zero Wings 304.
Denver Center, United 1399, with request.
United 1399.
I'm in my top altitude for 16,000.
United 1399, climb and maintain 16,000, tell your right altimeter 3047.
Climb maintain 16,000, 3047, United 1399, thanks.
Spirit Wings 304, straight ahead into the right via
19, Alpha 1, like taxi to the terminal, please.
I stepped on you there. Spirit Wings 304, you stay on my frequency, Alpha to the right.
Alpha to the right, your frequency, Spirit Wings 304.
DOCOM 206, cross Denora at short above 13,000, cleared the ILS Zulu runway 19 approach.
Denora out above 13,000, cleared ILS Zulu runway 19 approach. DOCOM 206.
DOCOM 206, contact Jackson Tower 118.07.
1807, DOCOM 206, yep. Jackson Tower, good day, DOCOM 206 is ILS runway 19.
DOCOM 206, Jackson Tower, wind calm, runway 19er, clear to land.
19er, clear to land, DOCOM 206.
And DOCOM 206, stay on my frequency, left at Alpha 1, Alpha to the ramp. We'll see you next time.
Alpha 1, Alpha to the ramp, DOCOM 206, good day.
And at 1399, advising you on the weather, say request.
Current with weather at Telluride, the requests are of Yankee, runway 9. United 1399. Sorry, I was trying to find the IAF. Arnav Yankee runway 9 from Havu, United 1399.
United 1399, Roger, no problem. You can expect that. United 1399, descend at pilot's discretion to maintain 13,000.
Descend at pilot's discretion, maintain 13,000, United 1399.
Boise Clarence, Alaska 10, IFR Salt Lake City with whiskey.
Alaska 510, Boise Clarence on request. Stand by one moment. Yeah, 1399, you look to be a little bit off course. Just confirm you're on Victor 6-8, correct?
The autopilot just now turned on its own. I should be turning toward Havu at this time, United 1399.
Alaska 510, what's the date on your bear arrival procedure?
18 May 18.
All right, you're well out of date. The bear 5 hasn't been valid for a while. I'm going to grab a new chart and just make sure that you have it.
Okay, I'm going to have... I updated my Navigraph here every month. Let me see what I can find out here. What's current? Is it like the 7?
Yeah, it's even higher. It's actually flipped already. It's already all the way back to the 9. Or, pardon me, the 5, I should say.
Okay, let me see what happened here with this. It should be current.
I'm sorry, I said 9. It's all the way down to the bare 5 again, so it's flipped quite a few times. Is it Jeppesen charts, or are you using the Navigraph charts, or is that just what's in your GPS or FMS?
It's the Jeppesen charts. I have an Avi subscription, so just pulling them up on that through AviTab.
Okay, yeah, you might want to look at FAA procedure as well here. I'll double-check to make sure the info I've got is correct as well.
Okay, Roger.
Yeah, according to the FAA, Bear 5 is what's current. At 1399, cross Havu at or above 13,000 after Havu cleared the RNAV Yankee runway 9 approach.
Cross Havu at or above 13,000 at Havu cleared RNAV Yankee 09 approach, United 1399.
Clearance the last 10. I can see what I did. I put 9, and I'm actually looking at the bare 5, so it's I'll refile that with the proper number.
No need to refile. I can take care of that. I just want to make sure that we're going to be on the same page when it comes to the procedure, so stand by one moment. Alaska 510, you cleared the Salt Lake City International Airport, Boise 3 departure, and then expect radar vectors to the Burley VOR. to join the Bear 5 arrival. Climb and maintain 16,000. Expect flight level 270. Within 10 minutes of departure, Big Sky departure frequency 119.6, squawk 7403.
Cleared via the Boise 3 radar vectors to the Burley VOR. Join the Bear 9 departure, initial 16,000. Expect 270 in 10, 119.6 on departure, and 7403 for the squawk, Alaska 510.
Alaska 510, just to confirm again, Boise 3 departure, radar vectors Burley, and then Bear 5 arrival. Rest of readback was correct.
Copy, Bear 5. Radar vectors to Burley, Bear 5. Arrival.
Alaska 510, readback correct.
Portland clearance, g'day. It's Alaska 206 now. Looking for the IFR to Seattle.
Alaska 206, Portland clearance. Good luck with that. And cleared to Seattle Airport, Portland 1 departure. Expect radar vectors Kuga, then as filed. Climb and maintain 7,000. Expect flight level 200 in 10 minutes. Departure 124.35, squawk 4023.
Clear to Seattle Airport, hopefully Portland 1 departure, Kuga, radar vectors to Kuga, and then 7,000, 200 and 10, departures 124.35, and a squawk 4023, Alaska 206.
Alaska 206, readback correct. United 1399, I got no traffic observed between you and Telluride Airport. Port cancellation of IFR in the air or missed approach on this frequency. Or you cancel on the ground within 5 minutes of landing, 122.2, radar service is terminated, free exchange approved.
We can cancel IFR at this time, United 1399.
And 1399, thanks. IFR cancellation is received. Squawk and maintain VFR, frequency change approved.
Squawk and maintain VFR, frequency change approved. United 1399, thanks for seeing.
Portland clearance, Alaska 304, IFR to Seattle.
Alaska 304, Portland clearance, clear to the Seattle Airport. Portland 1 departure, air vectors Kuga, then as filed. Climb and maintain 7,000. Departure frequency 124.35, squawk 4337.
Alaska 304, clear to the Seattle Airport, Portland 1 departure, vectors Kuga, climb maintain 7,000, departure 12435, squawking 4337.
Alaska 304, read back correct.
Portland ground, Alaska 206, we're gate Charlie 15. We think for the push we're going to have to pull out onto Tango.
Alaska 206, Portland ground, verify squawk 4023. Once you get your transponder set, push to Tango is approved. Portland altimeter 3011.
Hey, 4023, there should be the mode Charlie there, and then we're clear to push onto Tango for Alaska 206.
Alaska 206, thanks. I see you now and expect runway 10 left at Echo.
Check 10 left at Echo, Alaska 206.
Whiskey ground, Alaska 510, spot 4 with Whiskey ready for taxi.
Alaska 510, Boise ground, runway 28, let me see here, and runway 28 left, taxi via Alpha and Mike, hold short runway 28, right?
28 left via Alpha and Mike, hold short 28 right, Alaska 510.
Portland ground, Alaska 206 is ready for taxi.
Alaska 206, Portland ground, runway 10 left at Echo, taxi via Tango. Echo 3 and Echo.
Tango, Echo 3, Echo to runway 10 left, Alaska 206.
Alaska 510, cross runway 28 right on Mike. Have a good flight.
Cross 28 right at Mike, Alaska 510, thanks.
Portland ground, Alaska 304 is at the terminal looking for push and start on the Tango. We have information Delta.
Alaska 304, Portland ground, push to Tango is approved. Expect runway 10 left at Echo.
Should approve, we'll expect 10 left at Echo, Alaska 304.
Boise Tower, Alaska 510, holding short 28 left, ready for departure.
Alaska 510, Boise Tower, wind 310 at 9, runway 28 left, cleared for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 510.
Portland Tower, Alaska 206, a shorter runway 10 left at Echo.
Alaska 206, Portland Tower, wind variable at 4, runway 10 left at Echo, cleared for takeoff.
10 left at Echo, cleared for takeoff, Alaska 206.
Alaska 510, contact Big Sky departure.
Over departure, 510.
Alaska 206, contact departure.
Departure, Alaska 206.
Departure, Alaska 510 through 5,000, climbing 16,000.
Alaska 510, Big Sky departure, afternoon radar contact.
Phoenix departure, good day, Alaska 206 is 1,500, climbing 7,000.
Alaska 206, Portland departure, radar contact, altimeter 3011, climb and maintain 15,000.
Climb 15,000, Alaska 206.
Rolling ground, Alaska 304 is ready to taxi, 10 left.
Alaska 304, portal ground, runway 10 left at Echo, taxi via Tango, Echo 3, Echo.
Taxi to 10 left at Echo via Tango, Echo 3, Echo, Alaska 304.
Alaska 510, turn left heading 110.
Left 110.
Just confirm that heading for Alaska 510, 110.
110 for 510.
Centennial, Centennial clearance, Eclipse 132 Whiskey Mike, IFR to Aspen.
Air 132 Whiskey Mike, Centennial clearance, clear the Aspen Airport, Rockies 4 departure, red table, transition direct, climb and maintain 8,000, expect flight level 200 within 10 minutes of departure. Denver departure frequency 126.1, squawk 5701.
Clear to Aspen Airport, Rockies 4 departure, red table transition, 8,000, expect flight level 200 and 10, 26.1 departure, squawk 5701, Eclipse 132 Whiskey Mike.
Number 2, Whiskey Mike, read back correct. Alaska 206, turn left heading 300, vectors Kuga.
Turn 300, Alaska 206.
Alaska 510, when able, clear direct the Burley VOR. To resume on navigation, contact Salt Lake Center 128.72. We'll see ya.
Okay, when able, direct Burley over to center 128.72, Alaska 510.
Alaska 206, clear direct Kuga. Resume on navigation, contact Seattle Center, 126.6.
Direct Kuga and 126.6, Alaska 206.
Salt Lake Center, Alaska 510. 14,000, climbing 16,000.
Alaska 510, Salt Lake City Center, climb and maintain flight level 270.
270, 510.
Seattle Center, good day, Alaska 206 is 11,000, climbing 15,000.
Alaska 206, Seattle Center, roger, climb and maintain flight level 200.
Climb 200, Alaska 206.
Portland Tower, Alaska 304, is short of 10 left at Echo.
Alaska 304, Portland Tower, runway 10 left at Echo, cleared for takeoff, wind variable 4.
Clear takeoff, 10 left at Echo, Alaska 304.
Alaska 304, contact departure.
Departure, Alaska 304. Portland departure, Alaska 304, climbing through 1,600 for 7,000.
Alaska 304, Portland departure, radar contact, climb and maintain 15,000.
Climb and maintain 15,000, Alaska 304.
Alaska 304, turn left heading 300, vectors for Kuga.
Left 300, vectors Kuga, Alaska 304.
Alaska 206, Seattle, landing south, descend via the Hawk 7 arrival, altimeter 3010.
Send via the Hawk 7, check landing south, Alaska 206.
Alaska 304, clear direct Kuga to resume on navigation.
Direct Kuga, Alaska 304.
Centennial ground Eclipse to Whiskey Mike. At signature, ready to taxi with hotel.
Number 132 Whiskey Mike, Centennial ground, runway 35 right, taxi via Alpha.
Runway 35 right via Alpha, Eclipse to Whiskey Mike.
Alaska 304, VFR traffic 12 to 11 o'clock and 3 miles southbound altitude indicates 900,200. Type unknown altitude unverified.
Copy that. We got him on TUCAS, Alaska 304.
Alaska 304, contact Seattle Center, 126.6.
126.6, Alaska 304. Center, Alaska 304, climbing through 11,000 for 15,000.
Alaska 304, Seattle Center, climb maintain flight level 200.
Climb maintain flight level 200, Alaska 304.
Centennial Tower, Eclipse to Whiskey Mike, 35 right, ready for takeoff.
November 132, Whiskey Mike, Centennial Tower, runway 35 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 35 right, Eclipse to Whiskey Mike.
November 2, Whiskey Mike, flight runway heading.
Roger, runway heading, clear for takeoff, 35 right.